And we're back here on the PM Sports Page. It's now time for our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Sigourney Kyoto wrestler Caleb Reeves. Caleb, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Caleb, a great start for you here in the senior campaign. Plenty of experience. All three times been to the state tournament. More on that in a little bit. But let's start this season. Great start for you in the first half of the season. What's contributed to your success early on?
Well, I can tell you right now, summer wrestling's a big deal for me. It's the fact that I never stop, and I'm always continuing to train, which pushes me through the actual season itself. If you don't stop wrestling, you won't have that issue of getting back into wrestling and having to get all the way back in shape. Mm-hmm. Just the summer wrestling's really, really pushed me to be on the top of my game early.
And you had plenty of action in the summer. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But looking at big picture here, Caleb, it's your senior year. Individual goals that you set out, that you end of the season, what do you want to accomplish?
Well, my goal is to be top of the podium. I think that's most people's goal. But another thing is that just to absolutely do the best I can every match, win or lose. I'm not a big guy on I have to win. Yes, winning is nice, but my biggest thing is I want to learn from every match. Every match, I want to take something out of it to become a better wrestler.
Sure. Right on. And some team goals that the team wants to accomplish by the end of the year?
Definitely state duels. State duels is a big thing for us. It always has been. We were one step away last year. I think it was 7 points against I-35. Just a couple mistakes that we made. We've got a lot of returners, a lot of talent on our team. So I'm hoping that we can step back in to the play to hopefully make it to the state duels again.
Mm-hmm. Great start for you and your team thus far. Well, Caleb, of course, as I mentioned, you've been to the state tournament quite a bit of times here. You placed last year. With that in mind, how can that experience these last 3 years really help you as you look to get back there this year?
Well, stepping into the state tournament, there's a lot of teams there. There's a lot of kids there. It starts out pretty scary. Most people would expect it to look the way it is. It's very, very intimidating for any athlete, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I've stepped in there 3 times already. I know what's going on. I'm comfortable. Even the youth kids are there for the AAU state tournament. I've been there so many times.
Sure.
It's not a nervous thing anymore. Am I here to compete or am I here to settle?
How do you like Wells Fargo?
It's a very, very nice place. It's big, roomy. There's always room to warm up. It's hard with those small tournaments to get room to warm up, but state tournaments, there's always room.
Sure. Right on. Well, Caleb, let's move into your coach. I always like to talk about the coach, but unique for yourself. Of course, Craig Reeves, your father. With that in mind, how would you describe Craig as a coach, and how would you describe that father-son dynamic between you two? As you know, he's your father, but he's also your coach at the same time.
Well, as a coach, from a coach standpoint, he's really, really, he's a great coach. He's seen like the club coaches who's coached me. He's seen me compete. He's seen other top competitors compete from when I do all my team IOs and stuff like that. But he knows what he's doing. And if you want to get better, you will get better. He's always harping on everybody. He's always showing, hey, do this instead of this. He's always on everybody. It's not just me. A lot of people would think, well, you're his son, so he probably treats you more, or teaches you more. But in all actuality, it's the opposite way around. He knows I know what I'm doing, or he knows that I'm comfortable with what I'm comfortable with, but he's got to show everybody else. Honestly, he treats everybody else the same way he treats me. We're a whole family on our wrestling team, and he really does show that.
That's great stuff. Well, Caleb, you noted a little bit earlier of you do a lot of work in the summertime. This past summer, you had great success in the freestyle and Greco wrestling national championships over in Fargo. You attended that. You attended it a couple times. How'd you like that experience?
Well, it reminds me a lot of state, except for instead of having the best kids in the state, it's the top kids in the country. It's a lot scarier. There's a lot more. There's well-known names there. You think of all these like top college recruits, and you see them there. It's nerve-wracking. It's very, very scary, but you've also got to realize you're there to compete. We're all doing the same thing, so it's not really when you strap down, it's not as scary as you think it is. I'm a lot more comfortable in the Greco standpoint of the tournament. Freestyle is okay for me. I love wrestling in general, so I'm going to do either way. But I'm really, really comfortable in that. That's just always what I've been comfortable in. And when you step out there in a sport that you really, really know you're comfortable in and know what you're doing, then it's not near as nerve-wracking as most people would think it is.
And for all of our listeners that don't know the difference between Greco and freestyle, can you explain the differences?
Freestyle is like all, it's basically folk style with a different set of rules. It's what they wrestle in the Olympics. So is Greco, but Greco is restricted to all upper body. Mm-hmm. And you can't shoot, you can't do any of that sort of stuff. It's all upper body, and all throws mainly.
Mm-hmm. Well, a nice little fun one to wrap up wrestling here, Caleb. When you need to get a point, what's your favorite move?
Well, I cannot deny a headlock. I am a very, very upper body wrestler.
Sure.
That is my go-to thing. I am a headlocker.
Nothing wrong with that. That's awesome. Well, Caleb, great start for you. Let's get outside of wrestling now. Of course, you are a senior, as I've said. So with that in mind, have you thought about what you want to do post-graduation?
Well, I really, really want to be a teacher. I want to go into elementary education and hopefully teach for a few years. And if I don't like that, I'll probably make my way up the ranks and probably become some sort of superintendent.
Okay. What inspired you to want to go the education route?
Well, I don't know. The teachers are really like the biggest thing for me is you always go through school and you're just like, ah, that teacher sucked, or ah, that teacher is really good. But you never really think about like how much they really influence you as a adult or as somebody who is honestly with you for over one third of your life.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty big thing for me because you can influence somebody to make them better or worse, and it's on you.
That's great stuff. And you have a college picked out?
I actually verbally committed on Christmas to Coe College.
All right. Just happened. Well, congratulations for that. Awesome. Well, Caleb, let's look outside. When you're not involved in wrestling, we're not involved in school, what do you find yourself doing in your free time?
Well, I am a gamer, actually. I stick to my Xbox or stick to card games, stuff like that. I'm a very competitive person by nature.
Sure.
I love playing games. It's just kind of my relief, my away place for when I'm not wrestling and not studying.
Sure. What's the current game you're on?
Well, I'm currently playing Call of Duty World War II.
Okay. Right on. Well, Caleb, last question before I let you go here. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty, integrity, dependability, and quality. With that in mind, what are some of your core values?
Honestly, it's probably honesty and dependability because you have to be honest to anybody you're going to meet. Whether you work for them or whether they're your best friend, you've always got to be honest. And you definitely have to be reliable. You have to be able to show up on time for when somebody wants you to do something or be able to be somebody's friend when they need it.
Awesome. Well, Caleb, I appreciate the time here today. Congratulations on the honor. And best of luck the rest of your senior year.
Yep, thank you.
That was Caleb Reeves of the Sigourney Kyoto Wrestling Team joining us as this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Caleb's out to a quick 13-0 on the season as he looks to get back to Wells Fargo for the fourth straight year. Best of luck to Caleb and his teammates the rest of the way. Let's step aside. We've got more here on today's show. Let's come back with that right after this.